Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Working our way through this early Monday, the last full day of September, and a week from tomorrow night, we will gather at the Le Mans for our 12th annual Hometown Heroes event. Our Lifetime Achievement Awardee this year, newly minted Hall of Famer Jim Leland, who was welcomed to Cooperstown this summer and to the Pirates Hall of Fame as well. Looking forward to the evening. So at this time, all this week, we're going to introduce you to our hometown heroes. And first is John Bento. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you, buddy?
I know what you're going to say. I don't feel like a hometown hero. That's
I've been thinking that for 3 weeks since you called and told me about it.
Well, for those of you who don't know John, you will. I met John probably 20 years ago at an event for the Lupus Foundation, and he had been performing and is a accomplished singer, songwriter, band director, the Needs Hotel Bands. Singer owns a place called Steamworks Creative on Route 8 in Hampton, where it's a great little performing space. And then I'm sitting down, John, and yesterday in the Sunday paper in the goodness section, I see Chords for a Cause, and I'm like, man, that's awfully close to Band Together. And then I realized, no, it is you guys.
Yes, it is.
And this is an event coming up this week already. So First and foremost, we appreciate the work you do on so many different levels. Let's just start here with this show called Chords for a Cause, and how did you co-found Band Together, and what's it all about?
Well, Chords for a Cause is the brainchild of my buddy Clyde Kellicott, who's the leader of Right Turn Clyde, a great local band. And a few months ago, he came up with a concept combining some live performance with tons and tons of video of Pittsburgh performers that we know and love. And it's kind of like a telethon. Friday night, there's going to be a link for voluntary donations to support Band Together, and it's just going to be fantastic. So it will be based out of Steamworks, the venue you mentioned. However, majority of the performers will be online, and as I said, it's going to be in a telethon format, and we're hoping to raise money to support Band Together, which is an organization that creates music programs for people on the autism spectrum.
How many years has it been now? Because this is a wonderful outlet for a lot of young people in particular on the spectrum who didn't know that music really kind of in some ways sets them free.
Well, you know, music affects all of us in a beautiful way, right? Even so-called neurotypical people, even though I don't know how typical any of us are. But for people on the spectrum, music is really powerful. And more important than the actual music itself and the elements, it's the social events that are created around the music. For example, just yesterday, we were at the Lindsay Theater in Sewickley, with what we call an open mic. Kids come up and they sing and they play and they do karaoke. And that's all really cool, and it's great. But the more important thing is there were 25 families there that didn't even know each other a few years ago. There were young people that had no friends a few years ago. They were playing video games in their bedroom, you know, 24/7. And now they get out and they've made friends and they have connections. And I think that's what Band Together Pittsburgh, that's what we're most proud of, is creating those social opportunities.
And I have seen and heard some of the talent over the years at shows we did at the Oaks Theater for a Christmas show and other shows. Yep. And you're just remarkable talent, too, that would have never come out if Band Together didn't exist. So, tell us about Moondog, because people know Moondog,
the co-founder. He's a huge part of this. And, you know, actually, I am so thrilled to tell you that Moondog and I together are being honored this year by Achieva, a wonderful organization, and Easter Seal Society. So it's kind of weird for me, and I'm honored for the hometown hero, believe me, and humbled. Moondog's the co-founder of Band Together Pittsburgh. Of course, he's a music guy. Moondog's Pub in Blue Knox has been around forever. He has a son on the spectrum, as just about everybody on our board does. We live it every day. I have family members on the spectrum that I'm very close with. You know, it all happened at Moondog's, Larry. I had the Needs Hotel band there, I don't know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And I had previously to the show at Moondog's met three young musicians that were autistic. And in the middle of our show, my three professional guys sit down and three young guys come up and join us for a few tunes. And at the end of the night, Moondog said to me, "What the heck was that all about?" And I told him who they were and that they were on the spectrum. And he looked at me and said, "We need to do this more often." And that night at Moondog's was the birth of Band Together Pittsburgh.
And it is wonderful. And I highly recommend you research Band Together, and you are expanding. I know just recently announced in Erie, you got one in Columbus, Ohio, Central Pennsylvania. This is growing with its popularity and the impact music can have with people on the autism spectrum.
Sure is. Thank you so much for mentioning that. We're so proud to get rolling. Our first event in Erie, November the 3rd, on a Sunday. We've already got great support from the local community. Columbus and Central Ohio has been going strong for a year and a half, 2 years, with a wonderful family out there leading the way. It's just been a blessing, Larry. It's been a blessing for all of us.
And your part in the Rose Garden at the Flight 93 Memorial, too. So very important. And so emotional.
It is emotional. I was asked to get involved in the summer of 21 for my dear friend Bill Sink, who's one of the leaders. Bill lied to me completely. I thought there was a Rose Garden in June of 21 when he said, "Hey, man, can you come up? I know you're a crazy gardener and help us." I swear he said, "Help us finish this garden."
Well,
there wasn't a garden, but with an army of volunteers by September 11th, 2021, a whole giant team of people created a beautiful rose garden in honor of the heroes of Flight 93. And it continues. We'll be up there this week, and we'll be up there next week in order to do some more plantings and prepare for the fall.
Well, we're going to look forward to seeing you a week from tomorrow at the LeMond for our Hometown Heroes event. And comes with $1,000 for Band Together.
Yes, thank you so much, Larry. It's a really humbling experience.
All right, John Vento, our first of five hometown heroes that you'll meet this week on the Big K Morning Show. And stick around, we're going to check in with our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. What happened in Indianapolis next?
Near side, it's caught! Touchdown! Freiermuth taking contact, and the Steelers inch a little bit closer.
Pat Freiermuth's first touchdown, courtesy of CBS. This is the Big K Morning Show. Right now, we're joined by our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, good morning.
Is it a good morning, Larry? Is it?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I felt a little down after the game yesterday because, well, most of the game I felt like, wow, we kept blowing opportunities, but they fought back and put themselves in a position to at least tie or win in the end. They were only yards from being in Chris Boswell's field goal range when disaster struck. So, as Coach Tomlin said, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, right?
Yeah, and I mean, especially you look at that last drive and they have the botched snap, which, you know, of all things to happen, to have something simple like a botched snap. And really, what happened on that play was the leg kick signifies the snap. So Zach Frazier's kind of looking back. If he sees the leg go up, he knows to snap. Well, he saw the leg go up, but he made a quick line call. So Fields thought, okay, he missed that. So I'm going to go look at the secondary. So his eyes are on the secondary. The ball comes, hits him in the face. And that was a big 12-yard loss that really doomed that series. But, yeah, I mean, you saw a number of those things, turnovers, lack of execution early on both sides of the ball. I mean, the defense was getting blown off the line of scrimmage early and giving up chunk plays. So there were issues all around. It's not like one area you can finger point and say, okay, that person or that unit is the reason they lost the game.
That said, Justin Fields had a big day. I mean, over 300 yards passing, and he was able to run, make plays happen, and you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got to take some of the responsibility for some of the slow starts. But what is impressing me is that he's throwing guys open. Like, he's making throws to guys that are covered. And I mean, one of the nice things when you could see it at the game is, I mean, there aren't receivers running open. It's not like he's missing other guys or why doesn't he try to throw it to other guys? They aren't open. So, I mean, the throws he's making to George Pickens is making some nice catches, but they're really good throws as well. And obviously he has the unique ability to use his feet. Again, I think it's a tough call tomorrow for Mike Tomlin as Russell Wilson gets healthier. Yeah, they've lost a game. But you kind of feel like the offense is starting to find something. Do you disrupt it, or do you feel so strongly in Russell Wilson that you're willing to make a change there?
And you have the Dallas Cowboys coming to Acrisure Sunday Night Football. There'll be a great atmosphere there. But, yeah, that'll be the number one question tomorrow for Coach Tomlin. Are you sticking with Fields, or is Wilson actually ready now? Do we really know?
Yeah, and Larry, I think you could probably cue up what he said last Tuesday and the Tuesday before, because that's probably exactly what we're going to hear, is that he doesn't need to make a decision now. Let's see how the week plays out. You know, we'll see how Russell's doing, that he made a little progress last week, but, you know, still not being able to dress, not being able to go through a full practice yet. He's still got a little ways to go. It's not like he was right on the edge last week. Like, he wasn't close to being ready to play last week.
And here's what Coach Tomlin said about Fields.
Again, I appreciate his fight, but he and we were a little bit sloppy at times, too sloppy to comfortably secure victory.
Yeah, I mean, when you evaluate that game and you look at the final score, if you didn't watch the game, you'd be like, wow, what a close game. But it was a battle all the way through the entire game to get to the point where they did have a chance to win that game in the very end. And that part, at least, is encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, they showed some fight. They were able to get off the mat in the second half. And defensively, they started to play a little bit better. You know, Tomlin said something else that kind of stuck with me, that they were slow in the third quarter, kind of slow to pick up on what Joe Flacco was putting down, which as many times as some of those guys have faced Joe Flacco, you'd have thought they would have been able to adjust to that a little bit earlier. And you know, Deshaun Elliott, who's the new safety with the Steelers, said that he didn't think they practiced well enough this week. Now, sometimes that can be an easy...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will you'll sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thing to say, but an interesting observation from someone who came from another team that the Steelers may not have been as focused during the week as they needed to be.
Yeah, that said, you're 3-1. Unfortunately, boy, the Ravens looked like world beaters last night.
Oh, yeah.
With Derrick Henry. Wow. And Cincinnati eked out a win, too.
It's amazing that a guy that size can pull away from people and run 87 yards. I mean, you'd think someone like that is going to get chunks of yards, run over people, and he does that. But he can also run by people. And for anyone that thought he was done and didn't have anything left in the tank, he landed in the perfect situation, unfortunately, for the rest of the league, because I think that offense, much like the Steelers, are heading in the right direction. Baltimore's starting to put it together, and that's scary. It's good for the Steelers. They don't play them for a little while.
All right, what about Dallas? They've had their early challenges, and they come here, you know, on a big stage. Sunday night football, still a big deal.
Larry, a nice, modest organization where the owner never meddles. And you never get sick of hearing about them because they're, you know, talked about all the time. Listen, Dak Prescott is someone that you've got to watch. They've got some playmakers on offense. They've had issues putting things together. Defensively, they've struggled, and Micah Parsons, the Penn State star, is dealing with an injury. So Dallas has some question marks. Obviously, they're coached by a Greenfield native who beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, and Mike McCarthy. Dallas is a dangerous team, but they're also a team that could lose to anybody. So this is an interesting matchup because, you know, the Steelers looking to get off the mat. Dallas needs to get going because all of a sudden you look at Dallas's division and it's not Philly leading it. It's Washington. That's off to a quick 3-1 start with a rookie quarterback.
How about that? And look for the Dallas Cowboys at either Aiello's or Minio's on Murray Avenue and Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, if you see buses going through Greenfield, you know the Cowboys are going for a meal somewhere.
All right, Jeff, always appreciate your time, brother. We'll talk to you later this week.
All right, thanks, Larry.
Our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. This half hour, we'll check in with Marty Griffin and get a preview of Get Marty, 10 until 2. Right now, we're going to check in with Colin Ferguson, University of Pittsburgh student, part of our Next Take Pittsburgh overnight show, 4 hours, where we have some of the up-and-coming talent and collegiate minds. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning, Larry.
Colin is on our video stream, so you can see Colin at kdkradio.com. So what's the first thing you thought about when you woke up today?
Right now, exams. It's just getting to that midterm season, so it's on the forefront of everybody's mind.
And things have changed significantly due to technology and the way this works. So what are some of your courses?
Right now I'm taking four courses. For major specific, I'm taking sports writing and introduction to radio broadcast. The irony that I'm sitting here right now.
Well, you pass.
And then I hope so. I hope this counts. And then I'm taking Virgin Ed's physics and introduction to basic logic.
And what were some of the topics that you shared over the weekend with your classmates on the campus?
Over the weekend, a lot of the buzz came up around another anti-Semitic attack that happened in South Oakland. That's been a really, really big driving point and talking point this past weekend.
And apparently, that was the second attack. One of the attacks happened in the Strip District prior to this. So. Apparently they have a suspect, correct?
They have six for the one in Oakland.
Oh, I didn't realize there were that many involved.
There were, I believe the report that came out from the university's emergency notification service said that six people basically came out and decided to assault one individual in like a gang thing, and then they were stopped by a bystander.
Are they 2 a.m. Were they students?
Indeterminate.
Very troubling on a college campus that would happen just because someone's Jewish.
Immensely, yeah. It's really sick.
And then in terms of the semester, so you hit the midpoint, and then you're on trimesters?
Semesters.
Semesters at Pitt?
Yeah. The midterms sometimes come around a little early, or if you're lucky enough to have two, I mean, this is when it starts to pick up. So physics, yay.
And what are some of the subjects that you're covering on Next Take Pittsburgh?
This week, we're actually lucky enough to have representatives from both the Pitt Democrats Society and the Pitt Republican Society. Both are going to be joining us tomorrow night on the show. So we'll be able to get kind of an in-depth student look at the upcoming election and where, you know, the different party lines here on campus stand.
Do you think a lot of the students will watch the vice presidential debate, or is that too far off the grid?
I think they should. I think that, you know, it may not carry as much like name notoriety as the presidential debate, but it's still incredibly important. I mean, these are still people that we are voting for. They may not be like the big name in bold, but they're still a significant part of this race. And I'm of the opinion that you should be, you know, as well informed as possible before you go into that decision. And this is a big source of that.
Yeah. 5 weeks from tomorrow is election day. And then after that, it'll be interesting to see what happens next. But I think all of us, no matter what party your affiliation, or if you're affiliated with any party, will be happy that the political ads will end.
Yes, I am very excited for the letters to stop appearing in my mailbox.
And I know you're a sports fan, too. You have the women's volleyball team, number one in the country. They just won again over Georgia Tech. And you have the men's soccer team, which has been tremendous, and an undefeated football team going into ACC play on the road at Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. So you follow all that?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I was working for the Eastern Carolina game for volleyball. I was there working sideline. That was a blast. It was interesting to, you know, kind of see, because that was right after the Penn State game. It was interesting to see how the team was kind of dealing from what Coach Fisher described as a bit of a hangover from that Penn State win. I mean, that was huge. And the way that they're just continuing to power through is insane. You've got this men's soccer team that I've been to two matches so far this season, and the level of support that's coming out for a program that, you know, hasn't really been getting that support. I mean, the stands are full to the point where students are overflowing, and they're just, they have to stand around the stadium. They can't, there's nowhere for them to sit. And that's also fantastic. It's so great to me to see this level of support coming in for programs that aren't football, to see this excitement, to grow this athletic program, because it takes every single team that we have to continue to grow and evolve this athletic thing, especially with the way the NCAA is evolving now.
Well, good luck with your midterms, and we'll catch up next Monday.
Sounds great.
You got it. Colin Ferguson, University of Pittsburgh student, part of our Next Take Pittsburgh overnights from 1 until 5 here on the Big K Morning Show. We're going to check in with Marty Griffin next. 10 until 2. Marty Griffin's in the house.
Woo!
He's already working with Patrick O'Connor.
What the hell they do to lights in here, bro?
They put in the operating lights.
It's clearly like working on the surface of the sun.
We have installed new lighting. That's
why?
Partially Patrick's fault, because he said on the stream we look jaundiced.
Is that why he did this to us? That's why he's being so smug. All right. Lighting can't help, bro.
So what they do is we have this track lighting, and they replaced him with these super nuclear effervescent bulbs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no doubt taking our sight away, but it looks good on the stream while we're still here.
The stream! Yeah,
Larry, your Trumpian glow is gone.
It's orange. Yeah.
Wow. How you doing?
Super. All right, what's up?
When you wake up Mondays, do you feel like the apocalypse is near? Like Monday morning just sucks.
Do you ever have that feeling on Sunday night when it gets dark that like...
You hate the world?
The doom and gloom.
You're trying to make a drug deal in the street so you can be high? Yeah, yeah, I am.
Oh, man.
My son gets up for swimming at 5 a.m. And even he's in a bad mood. And that kid's always happy.
I give him a lot of credit, man. That kind of discipline to do that. He must love it.
I don't know. But he does it.
Huh?
He's a good boy. This Primanti thing annoys the F out of me. So let's just... Ricky D, who I love, I will never go to Primanti's again. Good time to start your diet, sir. They don't need you.
That's a knee-jerk reaction.
You can kiss my you-know-what.
Before they knew the full story.
Even if they knew the damn story. So Larry, I've seen this happen at my some of my closest friends, Billy Saris. One visit, Patrick remembers this, one visit by Trump's family. He's Satan. Death threats. Mark Sorreo. One visit by Trump family. You're a loser. You're a moron. We hate you. We're never buying donuts again. Sales are up 30% at Saris and 30% at Oakmont Bakery. So go to hell, all these angry losers. You're going to boycott a restaurant for life. This is your stand in life, Larry. This is as good as it gets for you. You're not going to raise money to help folks that are in in the wake of this hurricane. Nah. You're not going to help your neighbor. Nah. You're not going to help anyone elderly. Nah. I'm going to boycott Primanti's. Good. You need to lose the weight anyway. They don't need your sorry ass. This kind of thing is really... Look, when they try to do this to Chick-fil-A, their business exploded.
Yeah. Some cases, they do them a favor.
Sophomoric, seventh grade mentality. And by the way, J.D. Vance does this stuff on purpose. Shows up uninvited. Patrick knows that. You know how restaurants work, Larry. The manager's like, oh my God, what do I do? Seriously, because they know what happens. Before she gets permission, all the angry white men outside turn this into an attack on JD, and they're going to burn down Primanti's. Come on, Larry.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.